Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, with a low near 29. The Racine Common Council really had no choice but to authorize payment of a court-ordered $227,000 judgment in a traffic crash lawsuit involving a former City Public Works employee and a citizen. The 2009 accident happened at 6th and Wisconsin, with the employee, who has since passed away, claiming a toolbox shifted, preventing him from stopping the truck for a red light and striking the car of James Billups.
A lot of litigation involved because there were some disputes about causation of injuries, but the Racine County jury ruled against the city, and the award was around $223,000. We then decided to appeal because we thought that the judgment didn't make sense, but the appellate court ruled against the city as well. This additional amount, $227,000, is post-judgment interest.
City Attorney Scott Letney noted the case didn't go to trial until earlier this year, with the $60,000 to be recovered in attorney fees through insurance going into the general fund. Alderman Jeff Coe was the only no vote to paying the judgment. Racine County will have a policy on the books regarding investments, a more defined policy by today's standards, according to County Board Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur. Shakur pointed out other supervisors, not just on the finance panel, had some input on the policy about investments.
There was much dialogue, debate, discussion on this very, very important endeavor on behalf of Racine County.
The policy establishes guidelines for investments that are broad enough to allow the county finance director to function properly within parameters of responsibility and authority. Without discussion, the Sturtevant Village Board unanimously approved a resolution for a study into the logistics of breaking away from the Racine Unified School District. The board included $15,000 in next year's budget for the study. The Village of Caledonia has also approved the resolution requested by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, which will do the study, and allocated the necessary funding to pay for it. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has not committed to funding the study, the issue expected to come before the board in the near future. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, who was at last night's Sturtevant meeting to give an update on the county's budget, said he supported the study when he was Caledonia Village president, but would wait on the outcome before deciding if he could support a separate school district. He said Racine Unified is gaining momentum, and one of the questions that would need to be answered is what breaking up the district would mean for the city of Racine. The Racine Education Association will have a new leader before year's end as Jennifer Levy submits her resignation, citing the desire to go back to full-time classroom work. Members of the group received notice of her decision this past weekend and will be able to vote over the next few weeks for their new leader. Results to be announced just before Christmas. During the interim, REA Vice President Aaron Eck is the acting president. Levy became REA president in the summer of 2012. Her priority to stick around at this point was the recent vote on recertification, during which the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission says more than three-quarters of the eligible teachers supported maintaining their status. United Auto Workers Local 833 officials have confirmed over a dozen members crossed the picket line outside the Kohler Company and are back at work. The union has been on strike for 3 weeks, and leaders say they're not trying to intimidate those who abandoned the strike by releasing their names. Kohler's two-tier wage system is the main sticking point in the contract talks, with the union wanting it gone and the company contending doing away with it would send jobs out of Sheboygan County. The grand prize for tonight's Powerball lottery game drawing is $110 million, with a cash option of more than $67 million. The last jackpot winner was November 4th, when a player in Tennessee snagged the top prize of more than $144 million. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.